My word. The flying lizards and money. Why? Because we want to talk about what our money did. If you have investments on the stock market, listen up, because the one and only, the supreme, the superb, Harry Plumstead, investment strategist and economist at the firm Avior Capital, joins us now. Good morning to you, Harry. Double drumroll, Daryl. How's
Hi, Tom. How are you doing?
Yeah, lacquer, thank you. We're having a good Friday morning. And you?
No, great. I'm actually calling in from St. Francis Bay. I'm on leave, so no complaints my side.
Ah, shame. We'd like to apologize. What a terrible life you have. All of us are just... Oh, the whole radio station's looking at each other going, poor Harry. Poor Harry. Oh, shame, Harry. We're very sorry. Our condolences. What's St. Francis Bay like? Shocking, eh? Horrible.
Nah, terrible, eh? Having a terrible time.
Well, we're glad you're taking a good break, Harry. But did the markets take a break this week? What did the markets do?
It was interesting. So, well, because I'm out here, I've probably less access to the data than I usually do. Mm-hmm. But let me just recap. So the beginning of the week saw the Rand trade sideways to stronger. And then the important day was definitely Wednesday when we had another small impact on the Rand from overseas. So the JSE closed higher on Wednesday on some Rand weakness, which was brought about by a few things, but largely because of the announcement that the Trump administration wants to lower the business tax rate in the U.S. from 35% to 15%, so a massive reduction. By evening, the Rand was trading at around 13.30, now about 13.32 today, after bouncing off slightly lower than our 13 Rand target. So on the day, resources were up around 1.4%, the platinum miners down 1.3%, gold 1% on falling gold prices, and then within the resources index, Kumba was down 2.4%, and part of platinum was down 2.7%, Goldfields lost 3.5%, and then on the positive side, Sibanye was up 1%, British American Tobacco up 1.8%, and Richemont jumped up 3.75%, and our analysts still liking Richemont. So as you guess from the Rand weakness on the day, our bonds sold off slightly, and yields or interest rates on our 10-year government debt rose from about 8.67% to 8.71%. So on Wednesday during our trading day here in South Africa, there was buying of European and US equities, mainly spurred by optimism around the French election, the second round coming up on the 7th of May, and then that new US tax ban that Trump is announcing.
I always find it amazing that our currency can, you know, move 10% in the wrong direction, all right, if you're an exporter, but over right. Something that goes on in America. I mean, the movement is huge.
Correct, and our rand is very tied to two things at the moment, well, actually three things. So obviously local political shocks, then prices of commodities, which we export, and then U.S. interest rates or developed market interest rates. And we're looking ahead to the number later this morning, which is quarter one U.S. GDP growth. And I think I'll mention it next week again, but it's very important. So basically all estimates point to a very low growth first quarter, which I mentioned last week. And what this means is that the Federal Reserve or the U.S. Central Bank will be able to hike rates slower. And this is actually good for the rand. So we want a relatively low U.S. growth number, but obviously not so low that it shocks global investors and they pull money out of more risky assets, like emerging markets, for example.
What else are you watching in the week ahead, Harry?
So there are a couple of data points, but the important one is definitely that French election second round at the end of next week. So that's on the 7th of May, which is Sunday. We still think Macron is going to win it, which I think is the market's base case and ours. So you'd say, well, that's fine. You're going to get our performance of risk assets. But the market clearly is not pricing in 100% Macron win. Spreads between German and French two-year bonds are still elevated. Normally that spread is about 10 basis points. It's now sitting at about 25 to 27 basis points, so 0.25% basically. So we think if Macron wins, that still compresses or narrows slightly, and you get outperformance of European equities next week.
I have a friend who loves stock markets, And I've realized something about the players on the stock market or investors, right? That if you watch your stocks on the market, you don't set your time to 1026. You know, when you dial 1026 in the past, wanneer jy die sein hoor, is dit nou nege? And guys who watch the markets actually set their time to the market time. Their watches are synchronized with the opening of the JSE. Very, very interesting. I picked that up today. And then there's a share that there's a company I like, Harry, but it seems as if the market doesn't like it as much as me, and that's right. Choppies. I love Choppies, the retailer, but they just they're not performing on the share price that is on the market. Hey?
Right. So I don't follow them specifically. Mm. In terms of retail in general, our outlook is quite favourable for that area of the market. So when you have an environment where we see indications that South Africa is entering some sort of a cyclical upturn, and we saw that in the SA leading indicator that was published on Tuesday, coupled with falling inflation, we like consumer-facing stocks. We
okay,
like,
so it might be the time to buy.
It could be. I wouldn't be able to give you a high conviction view on Choppies, but just generally
retail
facing
sector,
the
yeah.
SA consumer, we do like those at the moment.
Got it. Thank you. Put all your money in Choppies. No, I'm kidding. I don't put it all in African Bank, rather. Yes. Oh, boy.
I didn't say any of that.
All right, thank you, Harry. Listen, you
thanks
have
so
a
much, Tom.
Wonderful weekend in where? St. Francis Bay, eh?
And thanks a lot.
And we'll catch you next Friday, same time, same place. That's Harry Plumstead, our investment strategist and economist at the firm Avior Capital Markets. He's a good guy, eh? Shame St. Francis Bay. What a dump for poor him.